The Republican bill to replace Obamacare has officially begun its journey through Congress today. Republican leaders and the White House are pushing it against opposition not only from Democrats, but also conservative critics and powerful interest groups. Lisa Desjardins reports on the day's events.
This is a good day.
House Speaker Paul Ryan was soaringly optimistic this morning, defending the GOP health care plan that some conservatives have called Obamacare Lite.
This is what good conservative health care reform looks like. It is bold, and it is long overdue, and it is us fulfilling our promises.
This as two committees started slogging through the bill section by section. As Democrats and Republicans fought over procedure and amendments.
Excuse me, if you would suspend, we're going to move forward with a regular order.
If you knew where to look, you could see in the audience signs of the larger battle fully underway. At the Energy and Commerce Committee, we saw representatives of doctors groups like this woman from the American Academy of Family Physicians and of hospitals like this lawyer whose firm represents several. Also, biotech interests, including this man from the well-known company Genentech. Democrats like Raul Ruiz, a doctor himself, are highlighting some of those groups' reactions.
The American Medical Association came out this morning strongly against this bill. And as you know, they represent, they're the largest organized group that represents physicians in the United States.
The AMA specifically said the bill would, quote, result in millions of Americans losing coverage and benefits. Another major group, the AARP, also is opposed, saying the plan would dramatically increase costs for people between the ages of 50 and 64. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce praised the plan, calling it absolutely critical in restoring health care markets. At the White House, Press Secretary Sean Spicer read his own list of supportive groups and then dismissed the list of doctors and other organizations opposed so far.
This isn't about trying to figure out how many special interests in Washington we can get paid off. It's about making sure that patients get the best deal.
Meantime, multiple analysts concluded the GOP bill will leave millions more without health coverage. Spicer responded to that by questioning a main arbiter, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which has not yet released its estimate.
If you're looking to the CBO for accuracy, you're looking in the wrong place. I mean, they were way, way off last time in every aspect of how they scored and projected Obamacare.
Spicer said the White House will begin a full court press on the bill. That started late this afternoon as President Trump met with conservatives. Republicans in Congress are aware they have critics on the left and within their own camp on the right, but they're not yet showing any sweat.
This is just the beginning of the process. So this is the way legislating takes place.
It is a tedious but important week. House committees may take until Friday to work through the bill. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins at the U.S. Capitol.